Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul just called in. Wisco Paul has an excellent question. Where does the Voting Rights Act, the refreshing of the Voting Rights Act, voter rights, where does that figure in this soft infrastructure? Here is the deal, and it's a sad thing to say, and I'm going to say it right now. Manchin and Sinema will not go along with the voting rights. And therefore, and it also voting rights is liable to be ruled non-financial by the Senate parliamentarian, taking it out of the ability to do it by budget reconciliation. So what do we do with that? If Schumer puts it on the floor, he can do it as minority leader. Manchin and Sinema will either vote against it or they will abstain. They'll vote present. Then 50 Republicans will be up against 48 Democrats and it will fail. If, on the other hand, it's put in the budget reconciliation bill and the parliamentarian goes, well, that's not sufficiently financially related, so it's going to go out. And the Democrats then bring a motion or a resolution to overturn her finding, which they can do by majority rule with Kamala Harris. Majority rule. Manchin and Sinema will not go along with that. I do not know why Manchin will not go along with that. West Virginia is the second poorest state in the country. Mississippi is the poorest, and yet the Republicans in Mississippi and in West Virginia, including Manchin, who's a Democrat, he's not a Republican on paper, but why do they resist things that would benefit them more than people in New York and California and Illinois? Why would they do that? And that's a whole other subject, and we can talk about it, but the short answer to Wisco Paul is that that is the sad situation. The sad situation is that voting rights is not going to be taken up in the budget reconciliation because of Manchin and Sinema. I want to get to a question and elaborate on it that was asked yesterday, and that is, what do you think of Joe Biden's tapping into our strategic petroleum reserve to free up some barrels, supposedly to help bring the price of gas down? Isn't that unwise? Isn't that just some episodic that, okay, they're up now, they're going to go down, why are you doing it? I support his decision. You got to know more of the facts. OPEC and Russia, OPEC being Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Algeria, Angola, the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Libya, Nigeria, and the United Arab Emirates, and Russia have all gotten together to rig oil around the world. They're all oil producers, and they've all decided that they are going to reduce production, drive up prices to hurt Europe, and it's hard to hurt the United States because we have more reserves than most of them. We have a strategic petroleum preserve. There are four sites. They're deep underground storage caverns and salt domes along the Texas and Louisiana coast. We have 600 million barrels of oil there. Biden is proposing to release 50 million. Of those 50 million, 32 million of them are called exchange barrels. That means the people we release them to have to give us back 32 million barrels in the future at a defined date. So it's really 18 million barrels he's releasing out of 600 million. Why is he doing this? Simply to reduce prices in the United States? Partially, but not entirely. Because he has very, very cleverly put together a coalition of other countries, including India, Japan, and other countries with oil reserves, including China, that are willing to, and the UK as well, they are also, given our leadership, going to release barrels of their own into the world market. That means he's leveraged really 18 million barrels from ours. Remember, 32 million get restored. Getting India, Japan, the UK, China, and other countries to release from their reserves as well and put them on the market. Why is that important? Because Europe right now is being starved of fuel by Russia. Russia is their principal supplier. It produces about a third of the energy used by Europe. Russia does. And Russia is continuing to threaten to invade Ukraine, put pressure on the Polish border. They launched a missile to blow up a satellite of theirs that put debris in perpetual orbit practically in space. They are thugs, bullies, gang members on the playground. They've got to be taken out, not by nuclear war. It's got to be done diplomatically and by extreme sanctions and financial pressure. But one of the things they're doing is threatening to slow down and end energy to Europe. Belarus has already said it's not going to ship any more energy to Europe and that they get theirs from Russia. So this is a game. It's a sad game. Biden is a good poker player. So he's leveraged, in effect, 18 million net barrels that don't have to be exchanged in return for Japan, India, China, the UK, and others doing the same thing, not to the same extent that we do. When that oil goes on the world market, it'll circumvent what the cartel, and that's what OPEC is a cartel, 13 nations, and the Ruskies go along with it. It will circumvent what they're doing to a point. But I ask this question. Why the hell are we giving advanced planes to Saudi Arabia when they're part of this? Why do we not put extreme sanctions on Venezuela, which, believe it or not, is a big oil-producing member of the cartel? Yes, they have a leftist government that's to the point that it's authoritarian. And I'll tell you, for those of you on my friends on the progressive side, Venezuela was once the richest country in South America and is going down the hill to be one of the poorest because of, in that case, left-wing authoritarianism. In Russia, it's right-wing authoritarianism. In China, it's communist authoritarianism. And in much of Africa and Asia, it's just flat-out authoritarianism. Authoritarianism is incompatible with capitalism. It's incompatible with wealth creation for everybody. But why in God's name we're doing it this way, and that's great. Hey, but hey, Joe, you sit down with the Saudis. They need us. They need us. And you say, listen, Jack, increase production. You better come correct with some respect. You had better come correct with some respect. And Venezuela, you bunch of tin horn idiots down there. Okay, we are going to tighten the noose around your neck economically. And a lot of these other people, Iraq, are you kidding me? Kuwait, Angola, Algeria, Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Libya, Nigeria, the United Arab Emirates, give me a break. We have leverage on all of them. And you can play your little cartel games up to a point, Jack. But at some point, when Europe's security is threatened by the Ruskies, you are going to come correct with some respect. Now, nobody has called me recently to be Secretary of State. I understand that. But these ideas have got to be discussed. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.